This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The pandemic has been nothing short of a disaster for, well, so many things, really. Not least of which is cultural institutions like art museums. Many are facing severe budget shortfalls. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art could face a deficit of over $100 million this year. Some smaller museums might have to close permanently. Marketplace's Erica Barris looked into what art museums may have to do to survive.
Next month, the Brooklyn Museum will sell 12 pieces from its permanent collection. Museums regularly sell art to acquire other art. But selling art for financial reasons? That's long been a huge no-no, says NYU finance professor David Yermak.
The rationale for that was really to just keep the curators from selling off the collection to overpay themselves and to personally consume the value of the collection.
But then the pandemic happened, says Michael O'Hare, a professor at UC Berkeley. And
people have stopped coming and stopped paying admission.
That means museums will be facing budget shortfalls, says Brent Benjamin, president of the Association of Art Museum Directors.
Anywhere from tens to hundreds of millions of dollars. So really a significant financial impact.
Art museums are in a unique position to ride out the pandemic crisis. Unlike zoos or natural history museums, says Wayne State University art historian Jeffrey Apt.
They have assets that can be translated into cash for fairly quickly and fairly efficiently.
And most major art museums have a surplus of art, says NYU's David Yermak. He estimates 5 paintings in storage for everyone on display.
If they sold these off, not only could they improve their own financial positions, but you could really find other places for the art to be displayed. The smaller museums could build their own collections.
And if it came to it, those smaller museums, too, could sell that art. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.